USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has evoked that country's Emergencies Act. The law gives Canada's federal government substantial short-term powers to deal with a crisis. It's decades old, but has never been used before. The crisis? Protests that have extended for a third week in Ottawa over COVID-19 restrictions. Trudeau says invoking the act will help get things under control.
The police will be given more tools to restore order in places where public assemblies can constitute illegal and dangerous activities, such as blockades and occupations, as seen in Ottawa, the Ambassador Bridge, and elsewhere.
The Ambassador Bridge connecting Windsor, Ontario to Detroit on the U.S. side reopened Monday after a convoy of truckers blocked the busiest border crossing between America and Canada. Dow closed down 172 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allyn Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allyn Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
Russia says it is open to more talks as the U.S. and allies hope to avert a crisis in Ukraine. The Biden administration still believes that an invasion can happen any day now. Well, more than 100,000 Russian troops are at the border, according to sources. The Kremlin denies that it has any plans to invade its neighbor, but it wants guarantees that Ukraine and other former Soviet countries won't be allowed in NATO. The U.S. not taking any chances, evacuating almost all of its staff from the embassy in Kyiv, and telling any remaining Americans in Ukraine to get out of the country. Enrollment in Catholic schools across the country rose nearly 4%, rebounding from a sharp drop caused by the pandemic. The National Catholic Educational Association says it's the first increase in 2 decades and the largest jump recorded in at least 5 decades. The Dow lost 172 points on Monday. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 also lost ground. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A federal judge says he'll dismiss a libel lawsuit that former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin filed against the New York Times. She claimed that the paper damaged her reputation with an editorial falsely linking her campaign rhetoric to a mass shooting. U.S. District Judge Jed Rakoff said Palin failed to show that the Times acted out of malice, something required in libel lawsuits involving public figures. The judge said he'll let jury deliberations continue in case his decision is appealed, and that he'll formally enter the judgment when the trial ends. No decision was reached by the jury on Monday. They're set to resume on Tuesday. We have new photos from space.
NASA has published some of the first recognizable photos taken from the James Webb Space Telescope. After a 30-day voyage from the launch pad in French Guiana to an operational orbit about 1 million miles from Earth, it spent weeks maneuvering, orientating, and deploying hundreds of mechanical parts. The telescope has finally unveiled its first image from space, including an unexpectedly recognizable view of its vast primary mirror, or what the kids would call a selfie. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Bryant.
Here in New York, more than 1,400 city workers were fired Friday for failing to comply with its vaccine mandate. That represents less than a percent of New York City's workforce, but it's likely the largest mass termination of municipal employees in response to a COVID vaccine mandate. More news at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.